And I think that, you know, when we're working at the city level, trying to create the most livable city in the country, as the mayor says, he really wants it to be that. I think we're right on the cusp of having a lot of those things because we are a small city with really fine city amenities and few of the big city problems. So I think that that's a nice mix for people and why people love it here. And that accessibility to the outdoors that people love. I think we've got a strong, wonderful cultural scene. And I think that needs to really be shared more so that people understand what a strong cultural infrastructure that we have and how many opportunities there are for people to engage in that. I think that's good.
When we look at the future of Boise, even 150 years from now, how do you envision Boise?
Yeah, that's a really interesting thought, isn't it, when you push it out that far? I would hope we'd have really good architecture in a really good way with much more walkability and transit. Because I think it's going to be hard to stay here for me as I age, when I think about aging. And again, being a city girl, I've been really drawn to cities. Usually I like cities with good transit where I don't have to use a car. That's why I love the D.C., you know, I love Portland. The cities that where you can just pop on the line and go. I think that that's really important. And I hope in 150 years that we have that kind of structure in place. And that where we have those kinds of neighborhoods that you see, you know, in Seattle or bigger cities that really are cities of neighborhoods, where people feel really comfortable where they are. They can walk to their market. They can take care of their life and not be driving all the time.
So you envision a day when the city would have a rail car?
Probably. Something. Yeah, a great transit line that works. And that's extensive and that really gets people around.
Now, you have been planning and organizing and leading Boise 150 celebrations. Mm-hmm. And last Sunday, we had the big birthday bash in Julie Davis Park. Mm-hmm. How have you gone about approaching this milestone in the city's history?
The department was formed in March of 2008, was the formal ordinance creating the department. And I started a few months later. Well, we've had this new piece of history. You know, we've been a really strong arts community, and we have this 30-year history of great commitment to the arts. What are we going to do with this history piece? And we have a lot of things in place, but we knew coming upon us pretty quickly was this sesquicentennial. You know, 150 years, like, that's maybe a chance to really showcase what we do with history or why we take care of it. We wanted to take this opportunity for people to reflect on the past. Well, why do we do that? Well, we need to look at decision-making and how we got to where we are. And are those things relevant as we talk about the future? So when you look at 150 years, are these things going to be important still? Are we going to be concerned with our environment? What is our enterprise opportunities? How is that going to fit in the community? And then based in community in that cultural piece, all of our new immigrants, our ethnic groups, our other kinds of civic organizations, are those going to remain strong and vital to help make this community a positive thing?